Linco Media presents Once in a Lifetime, a COVID love story.
Episode 1, This Could Be.
So that's when he tells me that I should shave my head and save myself the trouble.
He didn't.
He did.
And he's 12 years old.
What can I say? Our students are precocious.
Not the word I'd use.
Oh, it's not the word the staff uses either, but I find it's best to be diplomatic in mixed company.
I had a really great time, Charlie, again.
Me too.
The rare second date that outshines the first.
I thought the first one was pretty good.
It was. I didn't mean... I just meant that, you know, usually the second date is, well, the last. Like, it's when you realize what's wrong with the other person that makes you not want to see them again.
Right.
I don't mean you.
I understand.
Not that. I date a lot. I don't. And, you know, never.
A woman.
Right. This is a first for me.
You've mentioned that once or twice.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm hopelessly awkward.
You're not hopeless. Not by a long shot.
Thank you. You're very patient.
Well, I am used to dealing with socially maladjusted middle schoolers.
Ah, so by comparison.
Exactly.
Well, for now, you'll just have to settle for a socially maladjusted adult.
You seem perfectly well-adjusted to me.
Do I?
Well, you know,
by comparison.
Right. Full disclosure, I do date a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of unusual. I'm not exactly the type that brings luggage.
Luggage?
Yeah.
I don't follow.
You know, the old joke. What does a lesbian bring on the second date?
What?
Luggage.
Oh.
It's just that most lesbians are pretty quick to commit. I'm considered atypical.
You're afraid of commitment?
No, not afraid. I've just been very focused on my career.
Oh.
I like to think I'm just waiting for the right person, you know?
I do. So, like I was saying at the restaurant, I think this whole tapas thing is getting kind of overblown. I think it's because people want to feel cultured. I was in Boston last weekend, and it really...
Could this be, after all the years of searching, is it you? That I was meant to find. And is this moment now at last my own once upon a time? Could this be after all who left me
I should.
Right. It's cold out here.
First day of spring in a couple of weeks, right?
Somewhere around there.
That'll be a nice change.
It'd be nicer if we ever got an actual spring in Maine instead of just mud.
Good point. So I...
Oh. A handshake. That's a new one.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
No, it's nice.
I'm so awkward. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Not a thing.
I don't know how to. This is all really new for me.
You know what? I think this is something new for both of us.
Could this be, as the world rolls on there's such a thing as fate. Was this X always on this map? Seems the path was never straight. Could this be? Is it destiny?
I'd like to see you again.
I'd like that too.
Saturday?
I'm flying out tomorrow. Next week is spring break.
Oh, they have spring break in grad school?
I mean, it's just a week off. I'm not going to some college beach party or whatever, just home. I haven't seen my parents or my sister and my nieces for a while.
I thought your sister lived here in Maine.
That's my other sister, Hope. She moved out here with me during college. Charity is still back home.
Faith, Hope, and Charity.
Actually, Charity, then Hope, then Faith.
Ah.
But yeah, I think my parents hit on a theme.
I guess so. Charity's the sleep-talking sister.
No, I'm the sleep-talking sister.
Right.
And Hope sometimes, but not as much. Charity's the one who mercilessly tortured me over it.
Yeah, that's what I was remembering. Sorry.
No, I just mentioned that so long ago. I wouldn't expect you to remember at all. You're a good listener.
It's in the job description.
So, I'm gone for a while. The timing is horrible. I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologize. Family is important.
It's just 1 week.
Don't worry about it. I can wait.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to Once in a Lifetime. Stay tuned, there's more coming after our break. But first, my name is Linda Hildenin.
And my name is Colby Michaud.
We are the creators of Once in a Lifetime. It's been a huge endeavor for us that we've been working on for the past 2 years. And it was important to Colby and me that we use this opportunity to attempt to make some kind of difference in this crazy world we're all living in. So every week, we will be taking this break to talk to you a little bit about a nonprofit organization that matters to us and is relevant to what we're doing or to the week's episode.
This week, we're proud to tell you about one of our neighbors right here in Yarmouth, Maine, where most of the work for this podcast has been done. 317 Maine Community Music Center is an incredible organization that offers music lessons, workshops, ensembles, and summer camps to a lot of local people who are very grateful to have it in their lives.
Founded in 2004, their mission is based on their belief that music can engage, vitalize, and strengthen human connections in our communities. And here at LINCA, we're all about connection.
And all about music.
Right.
If you'd like to learn more about 317 Maine, visit their website at www.317maine.org. That's 317MAIN.org. There, you can also learn all about their current construction project to expand the center, add more studios, and build a large, sustainably designed hall for performances, farmers markets, and community gatherings in the future.
I cannot wait to see it, so be sure to support that project if you're able to. And if there's a community music center that has made a difference in your life, leave a comment on our social media page to give them a shout out.
I know that having access to music education was incredibly important to both Linda and me growing up, and we wouldn't have been able to do this podcast or any of our projects without it. So we'd like to extend our thanks to 317 Maine for everything that they do for the community.
And now, back to the show.
Mm-hmm. As a growing number of cases of the mysterious coronavirus are being diagnosed in the United States, leaders are wrestling with how to best respond.
International health agencies report that the flu-like illness, originated in the Wuhan province of China, has now begun to spread across the globe at an alarming rate.
We are now hearing that in some states, schools are closing down in response to what some fear will rise to the level of pandemic here in the U.S. Parents scrambled to make arrangements for their children in response to rumors that schools may remain closed until April 1st.
Oh my God. Wow, this is all so crazy.
I know. It's like something out of a movie.
Has your school closed yet?
Not yet.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, Lisa.
Donna just heard from the superintendent. They've decided to close next week.
Oh boy, this is going to be interesting.
You can say that again.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I guess I asked for that.
You did.
Hey, how did your date go with what's her name last night? The grad student.
The grad student?
I can't be expected to keep all of their names straight. Charlie the Heartbreaker and her one-night stands.
That sounds like a doo-wop band.
No, that would be the one-night stands.
Right, my mistake.
Up next, here is Charlie the Heartbreaker and the one-night stands with the chart-topping single, Heart Chopping Single.
Ouch.
That's what they said.
Jeez, Lise.
I call him as I see him.
Who died and made you umpire?
Someone has to keep you in line. So, you didn't answer the question. How did things go with your latest victim?
It went really well. I like her. A lot.
Interesting. Well, you know what I always say.
Smash the patriarchy?
No. Well, yes. But I meant more about how, if you want to teach these kids about healthy relationships, maybe you should have one at some point.
I like smash the patriarchy better.
Why am I not surprised? All right, I gotta go. Sam has a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Later, Heartbreaker.
Fingers crossed.
You didn't cross them hard enough.
What?
I just got a call from my coworker. We are officially closed next week.
Oh no, your poor students. Will they be all right? Do you think they're precocious enough to make it through? Winky face?
Smiley face.
Gotta turn off my phone for takeoff.
All right, have a safe flight.
The president signed the coronavirus relief package into law this evening after the Senate voted to approve the new round of emergency funding,
which includes funding for free testing and paid emergency leave for workers affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
And with a confirmed case in West Virginia today, it's now official that every state in the country has been affected by the virus.
How are things out there?
Good? Hectic. My niece's schools are shut down, so I'm getting a lot of time with them.
Experts predict that we will need to spend more than $1 trillion to prevent economic calamity as business closures continue in response.
Looks like I'm staying out here for an extra week. Schools are closed here too, and my sister is a nurse, so she can't take time off to be home with the kids. My parents can't handle them by themselves.
What about your classes?
They're all remote now.
That makes sense. It's good you're there to help then.
Sure, but I'm bummed that I can't make it for our date next week.
It's okay. What's another week?
Thousands of grounded planes are causing travel headaches for many, with airports looking like ghost towns as health officials try to determine whether...
All the flights I book keep getting canceled.
I guess people don't want to fly with everything going on. All that recycled air?
Yeah, well, I don't have a choice. I have a flight booked for Sunday now. Cross your fingers that this one actually happens.
Fingers crossed emoji.
The president has faced criticism for tweeting about the ratings of his White House briefings while the country is in the grip of a national emergency.
Well, that flight didn't happen.
Again?
Amazon and Instacart workers are striking today over unsafe working conditions in warehouses, where they claim they deserve hazard
pay. Finally, home.
I thought you'd never get back. I can't wait to see you.
The governor today is issuing a stay-at-home order. Residents are urged to remain in their homes, except for necessary trips for groceries and other essentials.
And avoid all unnecessary contact with anyone who is not a member of their household.
Oh, well,
thank you so much for listening to the very first episode of Once in a Lifetime from Linco Media.
If you enjoyed today's episode, we would be eternally grateful if you would tell your friends about it. This has been a huge passion project that Colby and I have been developing over the past 2 years on a shoestring budget, and every single person involved in this project does have a day job, so it really would mean a lot to us if you could help us spread the word.
You can follow Linco Media on Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram at @Linco_media. Or visit our website, linco.media.
All of the music for our show today was written by Colby Michaud.
And the lyrics and script were written by Linda Hildenen.
The role of Faith was played by the amazing Becca Lewis, and the role of Charlie was played by the incomparable Samantha Dedian.
Our newscasters were played by Tony Morin, Tamara Lilly, and Sean Wallace. And the role of Lisa was played by Linda herself, who also directed the episode.
And the music direction was by Colby Michaud. In writing this script, it was so important to talk to a wide variety of people for their perspectives, and I am so grateful for this help. This week, I'd like to acknowledge Samantha Shandorf, Lisa Polakowski, and J.D. McElligott, who are social workers and mental health professionals with whom I consulted when shaping the characters of Charlie and Lisa. Thank you all so much for your input.
We wouldn't have been able to do this without the support of those who generously donated to our Indiegogo campaign, so thank you so much to all our donors. And this week's donor shout-out goes out to my parents, Ray and Deborah Michaud.
And one more acknowledgement goes out to Jeb at Maine Music Mill for loaning us a very special microphone.
We hope you'll join us next week for another episode of Once in a Lifetime.